Morning, afternoon,
evening,
whatever time of day you may be listening
Good
to
eye.
This. Hopefully you'll have enjoyed having your comment read out on our listeners' question episode.
Yeah. That was good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was nice to kind of do something a bit different and connect with some of you as well and kind of see you. So we feel like we're starting to get to know your names and your stories a little bit, which is what we want, really. We want to kind of build this community so that people don't have to feel like they're on their own when they're going through this. Because there is that feeling that you are a bit mad. You've kind of... there are some friends who just say to me, oh, will you just shut up? Just have a cake.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just don't get it, do they? I was saying in Greek yesterday, like, it feels totally normal when we're in that room to be talking about all the crazy things. And then you go out in real life and you're like, oh, you don't think the same too? So it's nice to connect.
Yes, there's that nervousness, isn't there, around some of my friends as well who do want to help me and they want to say the right thing and they don't want to lead me down temptation. So, yeah, it's just kind of being confident and bold and saying, no, this is what I do and this is how I do it and this is what's going to help me.
I guess it's really different for me because I work with Slimming World, so my bestest friends are Slimming World. Like, it's such an intrinsic, massive, huge part of my life. I'm surrounded by that all the time and I don't think I realise what a... impact that has.
Yeah,
maybe I'm the cult leader.
So thank you for listening to Slimming World podcast. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, do make sure that you hit subscribe, and thank you for more of you leaving your ratings and reviews as well, which does make a big difference because we're starting to get noticed by Apple. We're being a regular face now in the top 100 of the health category. So clearly we're doing something that you're enjoying and makes a difference to you. But we want this podcast to be really fueled by the things that you're asking us to talk about, both in our own experience, but also just things to go and learn about too.
Yeah, totally. So this is driven by you. This is for you. So we'd love to hear what you want to talk about.
Now, during our Instagram live, which we did on our last episode, one of the questions came through, and it's not the first time that we've had this question.
No.
The question came from Debster, who has lost an incredible amount of weight. And Debster was asking, how do I maintain and stay the same? And so either you might be a Target member, or perhaps we were discussing this earlier, weren't we? Sometimes you just need to hit pause. There are other things going on in your life that you just think, I know I can't really lose, but I don't want to take the foot off the gas and then go backwards.
No. And I've hit Target 10 times in my life. And I would say 7 of them have not been my real Target because I've just gone, hold tight. Because sometimes just trying to lose weight is too tough, but maintaining it was much easier option at that point. So today, hopefully what we're going to be able to do is share with you some insight and some tips on how to do it physically in terms of the food, but also psychologically.
So the word maintaining, I think, is sometimes misleading, isn't it? That you think that you can just stay the same. And I kind of think of the Libra star sign, which I am, the scales, you know, in it needs to equal out in order to stay the same.
It doesn't.
Because you think, well, if I'm going to stay the same, perhaps I can have more sins.
Yeah.
Perhaps I can get away with more, that idea of not depriving yourself. But how do you go about it? Because I think when you've been doing the plan so long, it's like, oh, what do I do now?
So I think a couple of things to think about. No one's body can stay at the same weight constantly, okay? So 10 stone 7. No one is going to sit 10 stone 7 constantly every single day of their life. Their body is going to fluctuate because bodies naturally fluctuate with fluid, with times of the day, with all sorts of things. So that's why when you hit a target at Slimming World, you get a 3-pound range from top to bottom, because we know that people can naturally maintain a lifestyle of eating and physically maintain within that. So I think the first thing to recognize is the number you set is fabulous. That's your number, but be realistic. It's not a number that you have to stick to. It's that range. And I would always say to anyone that's trying to maintain, forget the numbers. Okay. Go by your genes. Go by the people in your life that are naturally not worrying about their weight. They do not get on the scales obsessed. They go, oh, my jeans are a bit tight today. I need to maybe cut back a little bit next week. So looking at those things so that you don't become destroyed. Because if you are constantly weighing and thinking, I've got to be at this number, it's going to be hell on earth, isn't it? It really is.
Mm. If you're maintaining, and you know, whether it's going to be a target or not, is it still worthwhile weighing?
Well, I would say weigh to keep a check on it, but don't weigh weekly. Well, a couple of different, maybe I need to rehash that. When you're first, say you hit your target that you want it to be, right? So it's the end goal target. For the first 12 weeks, it's a really critical time in terms of weight maintenance. So we would say that you weigh consistently for those first 12 weeks because the Slim for Life journal and guidance program is about helping you through that first 3 months because it's quite a mental shift. So I think you need to kind of know where you sit. If you are a long-term target member, I don't think you need to weigh every week. I haven't weighed every week when I've been at Target, but I kept a check maybe once every 4 weeks, but I've still gone to group every single week. If you're taking a little step back, I would say it depends why you're taking a step back. If the scales are frying your head, then maybe you need to take a step away from the scales but still be part of group if that's the situation. But it may be the numbers that's playing with your mind. So maybe stepping away from the scales is a really key thing. So it depends where you're at.
So what about things like SINs?
Okay, so shall I talk to you about the maintenance system? So for a long period of time, we didn't have a well-structured maintenance system. So about 16 months ago, we really, really revisited, I don't know if it's as long as that, how we can help members maintain. So we brought out a new guidance journal, and there are three routes that you follow. So basically, when you hit target, you look at your weight loss for the previous 8 weeks and you get to select a route A, B or C. Now, what these routes do is they still give you the amazing power of the free food because we know you need that to keep full. We know you need that to maintain your weight. But then what we look at is introducing, depending on which level you went in at, more healthy extras and then on a few days, more savvy SINs. Now, the reason we call them savvy SINs is because we want to keep you in that mind frame of non-triggering food, okay? So savvy SINs would be something like avocado, nuts, some extra cheese, you know, going for a sauce when you're out, a ready packaged sandwich. We also know that if we give you extra SINs, you're going to spend them on whatever you want, but our kind of guidance to keep you in that brilliant maintenance frame would be looking at non-triggering ones. So you don't suddenly get to target and we go happy days, 200 extra SINs, because that is a really dicey territory. What we look at is some more bread, some more cheese and some more kind of savviness in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that I've just never ever looked at. I mean, I said before how I've never ever reached target as a Slimming World member for like, what, 7-8 years, I think. I've always kind of got to that £1 away. Aww. And then given up or life's changed, I've moved away and then gone backwards. Yeah. And it's quite an exhausting process, isn't it, when you're kind of yo-yoing. With the maintenance thing, you know, it kind of, you know, when you want to take your foot off the gas and hit that pause,
it's a lot.
Quite hard to be able to not go slip backwards.
Yeah.
So you fall out of love and it's very easy to fall in love with all the bad things again.
It's harder sometimes to maintain your weight than it is to lose weight. It really is, because you've got to make a mind shift.
Oh God, that Lily came out wrong,
shift,
didn't it?
Shift your mind.
Your mind. Because I think the mistake I made previously, so I lost the 4.5 stone and I thought, I'm fixed, I'm thin, I can just go back to eating, right? And I tried to go back and adopt the same principles I had of eating rubbish. And I had to realise that I hadn't made enough habit changes in my lifestyle. So to maintain, you've got to be really, really prepared to still carry on. Maintaining isn't a quick fix that goes, oh, right, I'm fixed. It's about working as hard, if not harder, when you lost weight.
See, look, we're not doctors, okay? And we never No, we never profess to be giving people medical advice. And obviously, people are going to use common sense. Check with your GP before you do anything outrageous or just a bit different. If I mention the word exercise, okay, on a very simple, what goes in must match what goes out. I imagine when you talk about things like metabolism, exercise, that is going to help in keeping your metabolism going and maintaining?
So we know that body magic has to be part of a maintenance lifestyle. You can't maintain weight effectively if you're sedentary. So for anybody approaching target, wants to be at target, we've really got to look at where your activity's at, because you won't have the most optimal body almost process. So your body won't be working as effectively if it could if you're not getting a level of activity. And so a really important thing, I meet a lot of target members who haven't integrated activity until they've got there and not realized how important it is.
Yeah, because we've talked about how with exercise, body magic, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't necessarily always help you lose weight.
No.
I mean, I found that it was all about the food that I put in my mouth is ultimately the major deciding factor on whether I will lose weight that week, not how many times I've been to the gym.
Yeah. But think of it as a combination. You need all the ingredients to make that meal, and without a bit of activity and a bit in the food optimizing, you're not going to get the great end result.
So let's just say that you're not target.
Yeah.
What are the benefits for just hitting pause and maintaining for a bit?
So I think sometimes you get to that crossroads where I've been at a lot, where you go, I'm either going to sack this off or I'm not. And actually just saying, whoa, I'm not in the mind frame to lose weight, but I don't want to let go of this, can give you the impetus to refocus, re-energize and be ready to attack it. You know, I've had a lot of members in my time where I've gone, are you cooked for a little bit? Like, are you done? Are you just wanting to take the pressure off for 10 minutes? Let's set your target. Let's just chill out. And it works normally in about 4 to 6 weeks. You go, right, I'm ready. I'm absolutely ready to do this. I found my fire again. So there is no issue in a Slimming Well group of going, I'm cooked for a bit, and then rechanging it. Paula, big shout out to lovely Paula. She has changed her target many, many times because she hasn't been ready to go for the next bit. So she's just taking a bit of time out.
Yeah, someone in group that I went to this week said, sometimes you got to gain a bit to lose a bit. I thought that was an interesting way. You just got to kind of go off, maybe have that wild time if you need to, and then kind of come back, get out your system. That for her works,
yeah,
but you run the risk of then never coming back.
I always panic when people say stuff like that, because what we need to look at is why you get to that space in the first place. Like, what are you doing with your food and your booze that's making you feel like that? Because actually, it is about dealing with the bigger issue. I'm cross. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm bored. The food ain't going to fix that. So for me, it's always about deconstructing the psychological part of it. I'm having to do that for myself at the moment. You know, I've got this last bit of weight to lose, and the part of me is going, oh, I know you can't be arsed. And the other part, can I say arse?
Well, you just did.
The other part of me is going, come on, Anna, you really need to do this. Come on, you're not happy with what you look like. You're not happy with what you're feeling. And it's always that internal battle, isn't it? Where I'm having to realign myself and find that fight. And sometimes you haven't got that fight, so you go, I'm just going to step back for a minute. And then you can re-energize. So I find myself sometimes, some weeks I go, right, I'm going to do a maintenance day, if you like. I'm going to know that I'm giving myself a few more healthy extras today and a few more savvy sins, because that will give me the strength not to fail.
Mm. What support do you get as a consultant then? Do you weigh into your own group?
Yeah, so I'm not a member of a group. I'm an online member. Uh-huh. So we get a free online membership and we get what's called a consultant weigh each week. So I do weigh each week and keep tabs on it and go online and get that support. But what you'll find as a consultant is we have all the consultants around us. So like my two best friends in Slimming Well, Bev and Kat, we have a WhatsApp group and we are pinging all the time, like, keep me away from the cake, help me. I find as a consultant, my group inspires me and motivates me to food optimize. Like, I watch you guys lose weight and I'm like, right, I can have it this week. For me, a group situation just doesn't fit in at the moment to be in, but I have been a member of group for a very, very long time. And I found the online switch is better for me because I couldn't commit to getting to a group every single week. And I don't want to make that commitment and fail, but the online, I can make sure I do.
Mm. You know, when it comes to Target, like, how many Target members still stay and keep weighing?
So on average, I looked this last week, I had 29 Target members come in this week across the six sessions.
Like, what percentage of that is?
So how many did we have in this week? We had 340 in this week.
Okay.
And so
it's a sixth.
Yeah. But then some weeks it can go higher. Like the other week I had 54 in. So it just depends. And it won't necessarily be the same target people each week. We have cause of target members, like the Thursday morning 10 o'clock, there's a real core that like to be there. Saturday mornings, we've got quite a few. Some people get to target, hang around in groups consistently for, say, the first 6 months a year, and then they'll just pop in and out and find, like, they don't need it as much. They're still checking in to make sure they're all right. But our end goal for target members is not that they come and weigh constantly, that they know group support is there when they need it, but they don't need to be obsessively weighing, checking in, because actually it should be so ingrained with you by the time you get to target that you know the sins that you're spending, you know that you're not obsessed by it. So that would be our end goal.
But then there must be, I suppose, people who reach their target either really quickly or they don't come to the weigh-in, and then you find that they come back through your doors.
That's the most heartbreaking thing.
Or you find out they've gone to another group because they're too afraid to come to you.
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? There is always that thing, isn't it? Like, I'm embarrassed. I had a lady come back this week and she said, I toyed with not going to you because I was embarrassed. But then she said, I remembered that I didn't need to be, which was a really nice thing. I do sadly meet a lot of people that think that they don't need the support anymore once they get to target. And they hit target and they go and celebrate target and they don't come back until they've gained too much weight and they're out of it. So I really try and work super, super hard with all my target members that first 3 months, we really keep you tight within your community and make sure that you're supported into this new headspace, because otherwise you're just going to come back having to lose weight, aren't you?
I think one of our listeners, Becky Kelly, put it quite nicely in an email to us where she said, it's a whole new journey once you reach target in how to maintain, how to stay the same, how to kind of, you know, embrace. I mentioned that quote on the last episode of let go who you were, become who you are.
Yeah.
This new you really is like a brand new page in a diary.
And a lot of target members are like, but I want a shiny sticker and I want some celebration. So we have some support systems in place for awards of diamond target 6 months. And like whenever we feel a target member needs a little bit of love. And I think it is recognising that the journey's not over. It is just beginning. And losing weight should be the tiniest part of the journey, and the maintenance is for the rest of your life. So I think if you're in that headspace of, I've lost the weight, I'm done, you're going to fall down. It's, I've lost the weight, wow, look at the world I've opened up, but how am I going to stay here?
So then there are some of us, right, who, when you're getting closer to target, you're naturally going to have weeks and weeks where maybe you just sit and you maintain, or you only lose half a pound or gain half a pound. You're kind of actually staying the same. And it gets frustrating thinking, why am I paying nearly £5 a week to stay the same?
Can I be honest? And I've had to do this in my own life. If you are maintaining or only losing half a pound a week, there's going to be a reason for it. We've got to find the reason. And it may mean that you just need to work a bit harder. Because in my journeys, I've had to shake food optimizing up. If you're losing half a pound, that's smacking that something's not quite balanced somewhere. There's too many sins. There's not enough speed food. You're not making your meals really work for you. So it's about being honest enough with yourself. And I hope I'm honest enough as a consultant to say, come on, we need to shake this up a little bit. So I get that frustration. If you're not losing weight, it's like, well, why am I bothering? Why am I paying? But I think we've got to dig deep enough to say, what can we change? It's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really annoying. And I used to get scared as being a consultant to say that to people. Sweetheart, what have we got to fix up? Because actually that's what you're paying me for, is to be brutally honest sometimes and be that person that says, there's not enough speed food in it. There is not enough kind of fiber. How are you using that? You're using your sins. Like when you get in that run up to target, sometimes you have to go 50% speed and down to 10 sins a day because you don't need as much energy and we've got to work harder. So be prepared. If you're in one of my groups or a lovely Slimming World group around, you may get that very answer. Yeah, come on. sort it out. Let's help you, because I'm not doing you any favours if I don't. I'm also not doing you any favours if you come to group and you say, but I'm not gaining weight, and if I wasn't here, I would be gaining weight. Do you know what? If you want to lose weight, then be a paying Slimming World member. If you're not in that headspace where you want to lose weight, become a Target member. But saying to yourself, I'm here just to justify not gaining weight, that's not what you're here for. You're here as a weight loss person, a member, aren't you?
Yeah.
Tough as it sounds, it's the honest truth.
Yeah, you put a post on our Instagram, didn't you, about being overweight is hard, losing weight is hard.
Pick your hard.
Exactly. Yeah. I really do agree with that. Absolutely.
Do you know what? Losing weight really sometimes is one of the biggest struggles you'll have. But actually, if you can come through those struggles, you will get to the other side of weight loss.
Yep. And don't forget, I mean, you've always got back catalogue of episodes now that we've done. So make sure you skim through that and see if there's another episode that you need to listen to, or perhaps one that you need to re-listen to just to get you in the zone wherever your head's at.
I'd always really urge you as well to get your book out, because if you are the food optimizer that has taken your foot off the gas and thinks you know it, you're going to be open to kind of that pendulum of doom, aren't you, where you don't get the result you expect. But you've got to be honest, am I food optimizing as per the book?
Yeah, you've got to keep excited about it, haven't you?
Yeah, it's like a marriage. You've got to fall in, you've got to fall out of love, but you've got to be committed to keep connected.
Wow, that's deep, man.
That's what I said to my husband this morning.
So don't forget, you can contact us. If you've got the comments, if you're listening to this thinking you've got light bulb moments, then contact us. We're on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. You can email us, drop a mention in there if you don't want us to mention your name, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. And also, we would really, really appreciate if you could possibly put a vote in for us for the British Podcast Awards. It's for the Listener's Choice category. If you do us one favour today, please pop a podcast vote in. The web address, which we'll put in the episode title as well, is britishpodcastawards.com/vote. We'll be back with another episode next week.
Thanks for listening, guys.